Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting sent out a notice about a Tuscola County Board of Commissioners meeting due to the lack of agenda items for the July 13th committee of the whole meeting has been canceled. The next Board of Commissioners meeting will be on Thursday, July 16th at 8 a.m. in the boardroom at the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. And in Huron County District Court, the case of People of the State of Michigan versus Nicole Lynn Ashton proceeded to a plea cutoff hearing. Prosecutors offered a deal to dismiss one of the defendant entered in if the defendant entered a plea of guilty or no contest to a single count of assault and battery. Defense attorney Dallas Rooney confirmed that Ashton rejected the offer. Judge Ferris will now schedule the case for a jury trial. When we come back from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Hi, I'm Nicole Miller, administrator at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Choosing care for a loved one is one of the most important decisions a family can make. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we take that responsibility seriously. We're more than a medical facility. We're a welcoming home where compassion, dignity, and quality care come first. We offer both short-term rehabilitation and long-term care, supported by an experienced medical team and enhanced by on-site physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, all conveniently available under one roof. Our focus is simple, providing personalized care that supports comfort, recovery, and quality of life. We're here to nurture, here to care. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. Sanilac Medical Care Facility, because your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Michigan health officials are investigating a major outbreak of a parasitic illness that has sickened nearly 1,000 people across the state. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services reports 992 confirmed cases of cyclosporiasis as of Wednesday, with at least 36 people hospitalized. The illness is caused by the Cyclospora parasite and commonly produces severe watery diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea, and fatigue. State health officials say Michigan typically records about 50 cases in an entire year, making this outbreak significantly larger than normal. Most cases have been reported in southeast Michigan, although infections have also been confirmed in west Michigan. Investigators have not yet identified the source of the outbreak. However, previous outbreaks have been linked to fresh produce, including bagged salad mixes, cilantro, basil, raspberries, snow peas, and green onions. The illness spreads through food or water contaminated with the parasite. Health officials recommend thoroughly washing fresh produce, cooking foods whenever possible, practicing proper hand washing, and seeking medical care if symptoms develop. Cyclosporiasis is treatable with antibiotics, and staying hydrated is especially important to prevent complications. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says outbreaks of cyclosporiasis have also been reported in multiple other states, while Michigan health officials continue working to determine the source of the state's outbreak. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.